Hello, people of the web, and welcome back to Creator's Thoughts. Let's talk about music, the food of the soul. Outside of content creation, music is one of my biggest passions and joys. But those that watch my stream will know that despite this, music rarely features in my content. The most obvious reason is correct, but it's not the only reason. The obvious, that I'm sure you're aware of, is the potential DMCA issues. Digital Millennium Copyright Act, or DMCA, includes a lot of copyright laws. The biggest and most common DMCA issue that arises for streamers is when there is a dispute over the right to use a piece of music. For a long time, it was common to find streamers play whatever music they wanted on stream, regardless of what permissions they had. It was rare, even unheard of, for a copyright holder to do anything to stop this. The copyright holder would have to find the stream, then fill out a DMCA takedown notice, which essentially says remove the VOD. This takes time and doesn't generate any money for the copyright holder, so why bother? As the internet and content creation has matured, so has the ability to monetize content. YouTube videos is a great example. Now imagine you're a music studio. A YouTuber uses your copyrighted music in their video. It could be argued that your music contributed to the success of the video, so a cut of the profit on that video should be yours. Thankfully, YouTube allows you to either issue a takedown, which means the video gets made private or deleted, but you get nothing, or you can make a copyright claim and get 50% of any ad revenue. The money made from copyright claims on YouTube is... This has made investing in software to identify infringements worth investing in. And this is what has led to a crackdown on music use on Twitch and other platforms. And unlike YouTube, the only action on Twitch is a DMCA takedown, which when issued, Twitch marks as a DMCA strike. With enough strikes, your account is deleted. So just use stuff that you have the right to use. Often wrongly referred to as copyright-free music, is actually royalty-free or just licensed music. Except, even when you have a license to use, sometimes a DMCA takedown gets issued regardless. Streaming is important to me, helped me grow as a person, built a community, and gave me an income. I'm not risking that for a bit of music. But you clever people already knew about that. So what about the other reasons? While my audience share a taste in their favourite streamer, a phenomenal taste indeed, their musical tastes are far more varied. For proof of that, you need look no further than our music talk thread on Discord. Despite only a handful of the community posting there regularly, we see everything from classical, EDM, rap, rock, and basically everything else you can think of. So how do I pick what music should be my backing track when the community's tastes are so varied? It's an impossible task. So avoiding music when possible, obviously some games include music, gives viewers a chance to listen to their very unique choice of music and at a volume that suits them, hopefully not relegating me to the backing track. And my final point, thanks to a friend helping me brainstorm for this one, is that the more there is going on, the greater the chance of overwhelming the viewer. Something that's even more important to consider when your style is about making a calm environment for viewers to enjoy. There are, of course, good reasons for music too. A grand example would be that the correct music can enhance a stream vibe. Another might be that it allows you to share or advertise music you love. My friend MusicMan1017 has released plenty of DMCA safe tracks, earned some money from it being played, and his music getting used helps bring awareness to his other music and creative projects. There's my talking points covered. Can you think of something I've missed? I'd love to hear from you as always. Thank you for listening. Bye bye now. I've just realised that I've recorded the entire podcast episode with the wrong mic settings. I'm a little bit annoyed, but not enough that I'm going to redo the episode. Because I'm going to go make a cup of tea. It's far more important.